beyond the notes. The words of our hymns can inspire, give hope, and teach powerful lessons. Music forms a big part of our church meetings. Nearly every meeting begins and ends with a song, and for good reason. It sets a definite tone, and there's no doubt that the hymns have a special power to help us worship. The mere sound of a hymn can calm us and invite the Spirit. The words of our beloved hymns have a special influence, too. Have you ever thought about studying the gospel by reading the hymns? Try it sometime. Open your hymn book, and on any page you'll find a message about our beliefs and feelings as church members. You can even go deeper by reading the scriptures listed below each hymn. You could even mark your scriptures by writing the associated hymn titles in the margin. As you study the words of the hymns, you'll learn truths, find comfort, and feel inspired. Listen to the words as you sing this week in church, and find the gospel lessons that are there for you. Then turn to the hymns anytime you need to clear your mind, be uplifted, get back on track, learn more about the gospel, and feel the Spirit. Here are just a few examples of hymns with great meaning. Find the message you think goes with each hymn's lyric. The messages are as follows. God guides our lives. Faith and obedience bring blessings. Christ's sacrifice was for you. Trust in the atonement. We can find peace in Jesus Christ. Prayer brings joy. Christ will come again to rule the earth. The Holy Ghost will comfort and guide us in our youth. Hymn 114, Come Unto Him. I kneel upon the grass and pray. An answer comes without a voice. It takes my burden all away and makes my aching heart rejoice. Hymn 194, There is a green hill far away. Oh, dearly, dearly has He loved, and we must love Him too, and trust in His redeeming blood, and try His works to do. Hymn 134, I Believe in Christ. I believe in Christ, so come what may. With Him I'll stand in that great day, when on this earth He comes again to rule among the sons of men. Hymn 96, Dearest Children, God is near you. Dearest children, God is near you, watching o'er you day and night, and delights to own and bless you if you strive to do what's right. He will bless you, He will bless you, if you put your trust in Him. Hymn 236, Lord, accept into Thy kingdom. Let the Holy Ghost descending comfort, guide the path of youth, channel of all light and glory, key to vision, knowledge, truth. Hymn 193, I Stand All Amazed. I stand all amazed at the love Jesus offers me, confused at the grace that so fully He proffers me. I tremble to know that for me He was crucified, that for me, a sinner, He suffered, He bled and died. Oh, it is wonderful that He should care for me enough to die for me. Hymn 120, Lean on My Ample Arm. Lift up thy tearful eyes, sad heart, to me. I am the sacrifice offered for thee. In me thy pain shall cease. In me is thy release. In me thou shalt have peace eternally. Hymn 124, Be Still, My Soul. Be still, my soul. Thy God doth undertake to guide the future as he has the past. Thy hope, thy confidence, let nothing shake. All now mysterious shall be bright at last. Fun fact. President Thomas S. Monson has quoted hymns 89 times from 46 different hymns in 68 of 102 general conferences where he's spoken. That's 52 years, from 1964 to 2015. President Monson has quoted more hymns than any other general authority. Share your favorite hymns. Share the words to your favorite hymns with family, friends, on social media, or at lds.org/go/hymns6ne. It's an easy way to share the gospel. Margot Hovley lives in Utah, USA. End of the article. Beyond the Notes, by Margot Hovley. Read by Kristen Hawkins.